This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Israel said Wednesday it will send its war strategist to Washington to discuss its intentions to launch a ground assault on Hamas militants in the southern Gaza city of Rafah. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more on Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's reversal of his earlier decision to cancel the trip.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre.
These talks will get us into a place where there is a plan that we hear their side, they hear our side.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu canceled a visit planned for this week, angered that the U.S. had not vetoed a U.N. ceasefire resolution.
I thought the U.S. decision in the Security Council was very bad.
Venting to visiting U.S. lawmakers.
Victory is within reach. It's a few weeks away.
But he went on.
Now we are told, you can't do this. If you go into Rafah, you're going to have a humanitarian catastrophe.
Downplaying the impact of a Rafah operation on Palestinian civilians.
You know, people move down, they can move back up. They don't have to go into north of Wadi Gaza, but there's still 65% of the Gaza Strip left open. And people just move. They move with their tents.
No date set yet for that visit. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging the world to speed delivery of F-16 fighter jets, saying it is vital to boost his country's air defenses against Russian attacks. Zelensky's comments on social media Wednesday came after Russian strikes on the eastern Ukrainian city of Kharkiv killed one person and injured 19 others. Kharkiv's mayor said 18 residential buildings were damaged in the Russian attack. Russia said Wednesday it thwarted rocket attacks by Ukraine targeting the Belgorod border region, while Ukraine said Russia attacked overnight with 13 aerial drones. Nearly 500 immigration and human rights organizations signed a letter Wednesday urging the U.S. government to halt deportations of Haitians and expand migration protections. This is VOA News. The San Diego-based Haitian Bridge Alliance joined 481 migration, human rights, religious, and civil rights groups calling for the administration of President Joe Biden to extend temporary protected status for Haitians, halt deportations and forced returns, release detained migrants, and expand parole programs for refugees. The UN estimates over 360,000 Haitians have been internally displaced and thousands killed in the growing gang violence, which has also cut off access to health care, food, and regular income. In the East African nation of Malawi, hope has arrived for elderly people banished from their homes, some over accusations of practicing witchcraft, as a charity in the capital is providing them shelter and food. Lamech Messina reports.
Various local media here have long reported the instance of mob attacks and the killings of elderly people suspected of practicing witchcraft. Government statistics show that witchcraft-related attacks and killings targeting elderly persons went up from 21 cases in 2022 to 29 last year. Lamech Messina, VOA News, Lilongwe, Malawi.
U.S. safety officials said Wednesday the pilot of the cargo freighter that crashed into a highway bridge in the eastern U.S. city of Baltimore, Maryland, had reported a loss of power minutes before the disaster, citing audio from the ship's black box data recorder. Meanwhile, the U.S. Coast Guard said the vessel's engines had undergone maintenance in port before the crash. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Rear Admiral Shannon Gilreath says authorities were told the Dolly was going to have routine maintenance.
We were not informed of any problems with the vessel,
which ended up losing power before it crashed into the bridge. The disclosure came as divers recovered the bodies of two of the six construction workers who were fixing potholes on the bridge and plunged into the Patapsco River.
The deceased were removed from the vehicle and brought to the shore.
Maryland State Police head Roland Butler says the other four workers are presumed dead, and once the water is clear of the bridge's debris,
those same divers are going to go back out there and bring those people closure.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Japan's space agency said Thursday that its unmanned lunar lander transmitted new images back to Earth after surviving a second frigid two-week lunar night. A black-and-white photo of the rocky surface of a crater accompanied the post on X, formerly known as Twitter. The probe touched down in January at an awkward angle that left its solar panels facing the wrong way. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.